Hello and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, March 31st, 2024, Easter Sunday. My name is Father John Jaska, the pastor of the Chatham Catholic Family of Parishes. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet, they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. This is the gospel of the Lord. So I'm not going to wish Easter greetings for everybody because I'm recording this on Holy Thursday afternoon. And so I'm not there yet. But I'm using this gospel. It's a shorter version of the gospel we will hear on Easter Sunday. The scene of the empty tomb. The scene of Mary Magdalene, who becomes the first apostle of the resurrection. You know, and so I want to get there in a second. I want to just share a little bit about how I'm approaching the Triduum as I'm getting ready tonight to, Thursday night to celebrate Mass at St. Joseph's Church at 7 p.m. for Holy Thursday and the washing of the feet, to Good Friday at St. Agnes Church. I'll be celebrating the 3 o'clock Good Friday solemn service, and then the Easter Vigil at Blessed Sacrament Saturday night, and of course Sunday morning at Blessed Sacrament in St. Agnes for the gift of Easter morning, in which we will hear this gospel. From darkness to light, beautiful gospel from John. How am I approaching the Triduum? Well, my preaching is going to focus in on I think just on two streams of reflection. The first is what Jesus has done for us. You know, he's the Savior, he's the Messiah. He goes through and we celebrate his passion, death, and resurrection so that we may have eternal life. That is obvious, and the celebrations from Holy Thursday to Easter Sunday are powerful, and if we kind of create the space for the Lord to work, they really are transformative. They really touch our hearts and souls, and so we honor that. But also, the second stream I'm looking at for me, and hopefully our Chatham Catholic Family of Parishes, is that Jesus sets the pathway and the means for us to be on mission. This past week in Palm Sunday, I preached about Jesus entering into Jerusalem on a baby donkey. This is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and he comes on mission to the cross. And he does it with a humble and loving heart for our salvation, but at the same time, he's teaching us how we're called to be his disciples, that we need humility. We need a determination of vision and mission to share his love and to see the cross not just simply as a means of suffering, of sacrifice, but an act of love and really an act of surrender, which leads to a life of freedom. And so I'm going to be kind of preaching about and reflecting for me kind of this dual stream reality. On Holy Thursday, you know, Jesus offers us the gift of the Eucharist. You know, the source and summit of our Catholic faith. Jesus' enduring presence with us. And so we cherish that gift that he can dwell in our hearts through the gift of the Eucharist. But at the same time, we celebrate the washing of the feet. We're fed, we're nourished by Christ himself in his presence so that we can serve. Yeah? So that we can help those who are in need. And so the Eucharist is a call of love and of action. And so I'm going to look at that. On Good Friday, Jesus dies on the cross. What's the cost of salvation? It is complete surrender. It is a dying. Jesus dies so that he may rise, so that we may have eternal life, opening the gates of heaven. Well, what are the things that we need to have die in our lives? What are the things that we need to let go of? What are the things that we need to purge away? In what way do I need to surrender the things that I have, maybe the expectations or the comforts or the regularity of what I expect in my day-to-day life, whether it's from the church or in my day-to-day life? Am I willing to let that go for the sake of something more? That what is that? Christ's love and the gift of eternal life. So we know that when we die to self, when we self-sacrifice, offer ourselves as a gift, greater things will happen. You know, we can bear much fruit. So kind of focusing in on that. And of course, then, you know, the Easter Vigil and Easter, the cross leads to resurrection, leads to new life. And so in what ways am I embracing newness in my life, inviting new ways, inviting Jesus into my life, new ways of inviting others to encounter Jesus who dwells in me, but also in the family of parishes, in the different opportunities? How am I giving a hope that lasts and endures? You know, these sacred days that we're embarking on, we look for that conversion, that renewal, that transformation. And we can kind of so easily be kind of just going through, this is what Jesus did. Jesus, thank you for that. It is amazing. I look forward to eternal life, and kind of stop there without saying, how does that this Triduum, these Easter days and the Easter season flow through each of us and transform us for the sake of mission, for the sake of Jesus trailblazing this pathway of discipleship of the new covenant? And are we willing to serve? Are we willing to sacrifice? Are we willing to lay down our lives? Are we willing to step in the darkness by bringing the light of hope, the light of love, and the light of Christ? You know, Easter Vigil, that beautiful beginning ceremony where we bless the Easter fire, bless the new Paschal candle light, and share that light of those who have gathered around for the celebration, that even in the midst of darkness, God's light shines. And that's how are we bearers of light during the Easter season. Now, of course, that means we have to be able to receive the light. So that's what's going through my mind and my heart as we pray through and journey through these sacred days. And I pray that you can do that as well. Think of that kind of dual stream. You know, what did the Lord do for me as Messiah, Lord and Savior? But also, what is he teaching me on how to follow him, how to live like him, how to be him? And how does that happen in a practical way in my own personal life, in the life in my family, the life in my workplace, the life for me living within the realities of the parish and the church? You know, how are we called to be those ministers of the good news? And then I think we can really celebrate and rejoice in this gospel where Mary Magdalene goes and tells Simon Peter, and then Peter and John run to the tomb. And it's interesting that John, you know, doesn't go in, but then he goes in and he sees the tomb empty, sees the linen wrappings lying there and things folded away, and he believes. The empty tomb is the sign of the resurrection. And what a gift that is. As we go through these days, I pray that all of you, those who are listening, our parish communities, of course, my family of parishes, we continue to grow as missionaries, nourished and fed by Christ, who beckons us to serve, beckons us to sacrifice and offer ourselves as a gift, and to bring the gift of light. I pray for all of you that the Easter Triduum truly, truly fills your heart and so empowers each of us to share the good news and make it the top priority in our lives. God bless you, and no Easter blessings yet, but in the next podcast, you'll get it. God bless you. We'll see you this weekend.